This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 30 for Monday, August 22nd. ICE canola futures are making double-digit gains on Monday. At the final settlement, the November canola contract jumps $28.40 at $846.80 per ton, and the January contract also rises $28.40 at $855.30 per ton. Support is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady and providing little direction. Global crude oil prices are slightly lower as they attempt to recover from larger losses. An analyst says the canola rapeseed spread now has a premium on the Canadian oilseed. He suggests this could lead to reduced canola exports to Europe. The prairies could see some rain during the first half of the week, which would delay harvesting in some areas of the region. The forecast calls for drier weather for the remainder of the week and into the weekend. As the United States dollar gains strength, the Canadian dollar is weaker. The loonie falls to 76.57 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 76.98. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour begins today with one leg traveling through Ohio and the other in South Dakota. Tomorrow, the tour pushes through Indiana and Nebraska. Rain fell across most of the U.S. Corn Belt and Southern Plains over the weekend. The Northern Plains are to see rain sometime during the next 7 days. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its export inspections report, and for the week ending August 18th, soybean exports are nearly 687,000 tons, down from the previous week. Corn exports climbed to more than 740,000 tons. Outbound movements of wheat are also higher at more than 594,000 tons. The USDA is slated to release its weekly crop progress report at 3 p.m. CDT. The trade expects corn and soybeans to be around 57 to 58% good to excellent. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The November contract advances 31 cents at $14.35 per bushel. October soy oil rises 0.7 of a cent at 67.02 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gains $12.80 at $4.20.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday as the December contract adds 6 cents at $6.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher with its December contract up 2 cents at $3.89.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger with Chicago December increasing 17 cents at $7.88. Kansas City December rises 19 cents at $8.66. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 11 cents at $8.98. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 22nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.